Hello, and welcome to this practical advice podcast from Neckoff Radio. Manchester Airports Group has recently confirmed a cyber attack involving customer data from Manchester, Stansted, and East Midlands airports. If you have used airport Wi-Fi or booked parking, a lounge or a fast-track service, some of your personal information may be affected. This could include your email address, phone number, postcode, or vehicle registration number. The good news is that Manchester Airport says banking details and payment information were not held in the affected system. Flights and bookings also remain valid. However, this situation could allow scammers to create very convincing messages. Imagine receiving an email displaying the Manchester Airport logo. It includes your address, phone number, or vehicle registration number. It claims there is a problem with your parking and asks you to pay a few pounds by clicking on a link. Having accurate information does not prove that a message is genuine. First, do not click straight away. Read the sender's email address carefully. Watch out for spelling mistakes, threats, urgent requests, and messages asking for a password, a banking security code, or an unexpected payment. Manchester Airport says it will never contact a customer out of the blue to ask for their bank details, card information, or passwords. Second, check independently. Go directly to Manchester Airport's official website yourself. Do not use the link in the suspicious message. If the message concerns your bank, call the number on the back of your card. Third, protect your email account. If you use the same password on several websites, change it. Choose a different password for each important account. Enable two-step verification too, especially for your email account. Your email account is often the key to resetting passwords for your other accounts. Protecting it should therefore be a priority. If you have already clicked on a link, do not panic. Close the page. If you have shared a password, change it immediately. If you have provided banking information or made a payment, contact your bank without delay. You can also report a suspicious text message by forwarding it free of charge to 7726. Remember the key point. A scammer may know some of your personal information while pretending to represent an organization they have no connection with. Take the time to check. Never share a code you receive by text message. And discuss this warning with older people or anyone less familiar with digital services. You're listening to NECOFF Radio, the voice of our community.